Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good Tuesday morning. Welcome to the broadcast. One of my favorite Ronald Reagan quotes there, adding to our collection of opens. How are you today? I want to begin with something that I can actually praise the GOP for. It's not often that I do this. I mean, we've had the discussion about this president, and I've had plenty of comments about this party, the Republican Party, that seems hell-bent on self-destruction. It's like, Coakley, what are you talking about, self-destruction? I say self-destruction because I do not see a long-term plan at all, a long-term vision. I see a short-term reactionary sort of responsiveness to a type of mob rule. That's what I've been watching. Don't die on me over there, John. We need you at the board.
I made it. I'm back. Thank you.
Then again, if he kicks over, we'll just push him out of the way and bring somebody else in.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding, of course.
That hurt my feelings.
Oh, my goodness. But I will praise what the Republican Party is doing with a little bit of an ad campaign. Now, it's kind of funny because already the Democrats are reacting to this. They are not pleased with this particular commercial. They love this narrative that the Republican Party is all about white men. That's their narrative. And racist ones at that. So let's listen to this commercial that's designed to target where the Democrat Party is going, which is a path towards socialism. Listen up.
This is the face of socialism and ignorance. Does Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez know the horror of socialism? My father was minutes from death in Cambodia before a forced marriage saved his life. That's socialism. Forced obedience, starvation. Mine is a face of freedom. My skin is not white. I'm not outrageous, racist, nor socialist. I'm a Republican.
I'm a Republican, and it's important to understand who is delivering this message. The image and the voice in this commercial. By the way, we're going to talk about the reaction to this because this was the first in a series that started some weeks ago. The Democrats go on to react to this, mocking the fact 95% of the members of the Republican Party are white, and that most of them are men. In fact, in the video that follows in response to this, they show all of these members of Congress, and it's just a sea of white men. So they don't like the idea that there's any effort to push back on this narrative. By the way, the voice on here, her name is Elizabeth Hing, a former congressional candidate, which they also like to mock the fact that she ran in a race where she lost by 15 points to a Democrat. Now, this doesn't tell you anything, because the truth of the matter is, if the district is gerrymandered to favor a Democrat, that doesn't really tell you much. Much like the race that I ran years ago, in a majority Democrat district. It's no badge of honor for somebody to say, well, I won this. Well, of course you did. It's gerrymandered. So if you win a Republican district by 15 points, you've done something. But I digress. I want to praise the Republican Party for this campaign. Now, I would add, they need to go a step further, because it cannot just be about putting minority faces forward in commercials. It's time for the Mitch McConnells and the other old white men, and some people may be offended by this. If you are, too bad. It's time for some of these guys to step aside and push ahead some new leadership that doesn't look like them. If they are wise, they will do that. This country is changing. And the question is, do you want to position the party for the future, or do you want to hold on for yourself? See, to me, this is not about a race thing. It's about selfishness. That's what's at the heart of this. I don't think it's white supremacy that these guys are seeking. It's just control. They've been there, and they don't want to go away. Now, a lot of these guys need to go away for a variety of reasons, the first of which is these guys are not genuine conservatives at all. How many times have I had this discussion with you? That what we have in the Republican Party is a platform that many of these members of Congress do not believe in at all. They are campaign conservatives. They're frauds. And it's time for us, those of us who are genuine conservatives, to push some of these genuine conservatives to the front of the line and stop buying into the propaganda. You gotta support the nominee. You gotta support the nominee. Yada, 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 yada. I'm so sick of hearing this crap. By the way, who is that? I think it may have been Steve Dace who posted something about this the other day. He was making the point that if for some reason the Republicans betray their base and decide to vote to impeach and remove Donald Trump, that many of you will probably ultimately go along with the program. Because the Republican Party has a way of scaring you. All they have to do is show a picture of Ms. Ocasio-Cortez and you'll fall right back into line. See, what's my evidence for this? Several years ago, and I've mentioned this before, many of you are beating the drum for Mitt Romney. You got to support the nominee. Got to support the nominee. And now he's trash. Why? Because he opposes Donald Trump. If he was trash before, he's trash now. If he wasn't before, he isn't all of a sudden trash just because he opposes Donald Trump. This man has never, ever, ever been conservative. That's my beef with him. I don't give a flip what he thinks about Donald Trump. What I care about is the man is a fraud politically. He was a fraud before.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Do you see how the party takes advantage of showing our enemies and scaring us? This is how it works. And I think that the point is made very accurately, that it's quite possible many of us will fall right back into line if Republicans fold on impeachment. What do you think about that? And what do you think about what I've had to say about this commercial campaign? Do you like it? Pointing out the evils of socialism? Warning people what is ahead? Very eager to get your thoughts. Yesterday, we also ran out of time, did not have time to talk about the economic situation. We will do a deep dive into that coming up.
You have health insurance.
Over on the text line, some of the responses to what I shared, this commercial against socialism and delivered by a minority, an Asian Republican. This person would like to know, did she lose to a white male Democrat? You know, that would be a very good question. I'm going to look that up. I'd be very curious. The reason Democrats do not push back on that narrative in that commercial is because it's a complete fabrication in lies that all Republicans were also about lying hypocrisy. You cannot be a conservative Christian and vote for Trump. Uh-huh. A message for the low-info voters. Stop looking at the color of skin and look at the content of their character. If only. If only. That is from Allison out of Greenville. Instead of rigged voting districts, why not vote county by county? No gerrymandering. Yeah, good luck with that. Mitt Romney, he was always trash. Really? Love the ad. Yes, we need a full-court press showing the reality of socialism is not the utopian dream leftists present. I have no problem with changing the leadership of the Republican Party, and it desperately needs it. But shouldn't the leadership of any party be the person, the best person available, without regard to gender, race, etc.? Also, this person disagreeing with the sentiment I expressed, not mine so much, but I tend to agree with it, that if Republicans fold in impeachment, they will somehow get people to continue voting for them. This texter says, I disagree. If the party folds on Trump, they will lose half their voters instantly. Trump is the only thing keeping the party alive at this point. Uh-huh. I will be gone, this person says. We already know the party worked harder to stop Trump than to stop Hillary. I never liked Mitt Romney. Always thought he was trash because of the M-noun Massachusetts. A New England conservative is further to the left than a Southern liberal. I'd be willing to bet a paycheck. 85% or more of Democrat politicians who rightly point out the white majority makeup of the Republican Party have an 85 to 95% white staff. There's a good chance of that. See, you know, these folks are guilty of hypocrisy in this area. As a lifelong Republican, I'm wondering if the Constitution Party will rise to become the new face of conservatism. So far, that has not happened. That would not be a bad idea. I'm certainly not opposed to it. It's also interesting to share the response from the squad, because at the very beginning of this commercial, it shows an image of Ms. Ocasio-Cortez and the image being burned. It's a picture, people. A picture. But, of course, you know what these radical, crazy lunatics do. This somehow communicates violence. Yes, they actually say that. It's rattled them, calling it a horrifying attack ad, showing a burning image of her face. You can't make this up. You really can't. Republicans running TV ads setting pictures of me on fire to convince people they aren't racist. Life is weird, is what she tweeted some weeks ago. No, this wasn't an ad for young conservatives of color. That was the pretense. What you just watched was a love letter to the GOP's white supremacist case. Can you believe this? They keep beating the same drum. She went on to describe the ad as an appeal to white supremacists. Know that this wasn't an ad for conservatives of color. It shows the burning image giving way to a photo of skulls, symbolizing the death and destruction wrought by the communist regime in Cambodia. Narrating the ad, a woman of Cambodian descent, describing Ms. Ocasio-Cortez as the face of socialism. Really a big shock here. Ilhan Omar tweeting, this is horrifying to watch. When will the Republicans learn how to offer ideas and solutions without stoking fear and inciting violence? Really? Ayanna Pressley blasted the ad as dangerous and reckless, getting old to say this is a new low, but here we are. A televised death threat against a member of Congress paid for by a Republican super PAC. Really?
Vince, you know they would have been just as offended by a slow fade or a wipe or a split. You know, all the little different tricks of the trade you can do in TV with a to go from one shot to another.
Oh, exactly.
There would have been something offensive. No
there's
matter what.
Always something to be offended by, no matter what is done. You're absolutely right. Ah, boy.
I'm sorry. I was being insensitive there.
Yes, you were. You should be ashamed of yourself. By the way, Miss Rashida Tlaib, here's what she said. The mere act of burning her image is a display of violence. Folks need to stick to facts and policy positions. They need to stop fear-mongering and, more importantly, demonizing members of Congress. No one puts her residence and our planet first, like Ms. Ocasio-Cortez. Really? Anyway, I'm done with this. What a waste of time. What a waste of energy. What a waste. Period. It's pretty sad. Let's talk about Brexit, because there are significant developments going on today. There's a deadline coming up October 31st. Boris Yeltsin looking to take Britain out of the European Union October 31st and has a plan worked out, an agreement that he needs the Parliament to vote on. And they're not necessarily cooperative. Let's listen to some comments communicated here just within the past hour or so from the UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
Will in no way allow months. No, I won't allow months more of this. If Parliament refuses to allow Brexit to happen and instead gets its way and decides to delay everything until January or possibly longer, in no circumstances can the government continue with this. And with great regret, I must go directly to the point that the Honourable Gentleman raises. With great regret, I must say that the bill will have to be pulled and we will have to go forward, much as the Right Honourable Gentleman may not like it, we will have to go forward to a general election. And
what a mess. Possibility of more elections. I mean, have you seen the turmoil going on in the United Kingdom, but also in Israel? Same kind of thing. There's just turmoil, confusion. I came across a story, by the way, from a year ago, which I thought was really cool. Sir Michael Caine. I was quite surprised that he took a position on Brexit. He said this: I don't listen to all these pundits. I'm a Brexiteer myself. Did you know that? Coming up, I'm going to share the rest of this quote. I think it's a message to all of us that we dare not allow greed to drive the agenda. You'll hear his quote much more as we continue. Stay with us. Join WBT, the Rugby Family of Companies, and Harris Teeter in support of the 12th annual Pitchin' for Wishes Cornhole Tournament benefiting the Make-A-Wish Foundation. It's coming up Saturday, November 2nd at Freedom Park. Register your team to compete for cash prizes at pitchinforwishes.com. Registration deadline Friday, October 25th.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List, you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
For the break, I shared with you a quote from Michael Caine on Brexit. This is from last year. Interesting. It's been a year since he said this. For starters, these comments. I don't listen to all these pundits. I'm a Brexiteer myself, certainly. But there's more. I love this quote, and we need to remember this. He goes on. People say, oh, you'll be poor. You'll be this. You'll be that. I say, I'd rather be a poor master of my fate than having someone I don't know making me rich by running it. Wow. Do you hear this? Are you listening to this? Because I think the temptation can be for us to sell out short-term financial gain for freedom. Short-term. This is where the United Kingdom is right now. You've got all these people who are in a panic. This is going to happen to our economy. They would rather have money that they think is definite now than security of liberty. Now, notice I said the security of liberty. I didn't say security alone. They don't want to secure liberty for the future. That's not the priority for them. They are perfectly comfortable with leadership out of Brussels or anywhere else. Sad, isn't it? And this, and you can imagine, what did I say earlier? How the Democrats operate with fear, and hey, let's be honest, Republicans do it too, to keep people in line. This is what's happening with the British people. They're being scared that if Brexit happens, Britain is going to sink into economic destruction. Don't take that bait. Don't be fooled. Over on the text line, Vince, the unfortunate reality is you sometimes have to be a pragmatist in order to advance your conservative agenda. It's a game of chess made up of multiple moves. One must be more Sun Tzu than kamikaze. A lesson that Trump would be wise to learn, the texter says. Also this, Vince, I'm a Christian conservative, voted for Trump, and will again. I did not vote for Trump in the South Carolina primary because I did not think he was conservative enough for me. Now I see no one else would have won against Hillary. That is from Mark. Also on these images, someone's reminding us about Kathy Griffin. Vince, Kathy Griffin can hold up a bloody head of the president, and it's called freedom of speech. Yet a burning picture of AOC is inciting violence. Yeah, brilliant, isn't it? Vince, the squad, that ad spreads fear and incites violence. They can't do that. That's our thing. That's good. Too funny. Why don't we have the G7 summits at the Motel 6 in Syria, this texter says. That would be beautiful. Just wonderful. Just perfect. You can't promise the security of liberty, but I can spend the money. Yes, you can. There's no doubt about that. You can spend the money. I want to go to something that I've been planning to get to here for several days. I read a book several years ago about the financial crisis in 2008-2009. Let me just tell you, I'll save you some trouble from reading that book. I think the book was called Confidence Men, and it had a lot of interesting background of what led up to the financial crisis. And I can tell you, everything that went on behind the scenes leading up to the financial crisis, none of that stuff has been addressed. None of it. What's happened is we've papered it over. Bailouts were just one of the things we did to paper this over. Axios has a great story. This story, bank heads warn of looming liquidity crisis. Now, for those of you who may not understand what liquidity means, it means having money available to spend. Now, it's one thing to have investments like property, bonds, those kinds of things. But at the end of the day, banks have to have cash. They've got to have it. A growing number of market analysts are voicing concerns that the repo market shock in September may have been the first signal of a wide-ranging liquidity shortage, and now those warnings are being echoed by the heads of major banks. Here's what's going on. Despite the fact that bank balance sheets are quite strong, Ron Hanley, president and CEO of State Bank, said, "I think you'll see more moments like this going forward." What's he talking about here? Even with the Fed's commitment to pump $60 billion a month into financial markets, there still may not be enough funding because of regulations, changes to market structure, and banks' desire to keep their reserve levels high. Strategists from J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, and Bank of America sent recent memos warning of funding issues. Additionally, the increase of passive investments and major flows from pension funds and large asset managers into private equity funds is drying out typical sources of liquidity to the stock market and could mean major outflows in the face of bad news. So what does this mean? One CEO, a Scotiabank, worried about the health of so-called shadow banking sector, firms that are not banks but lend money to consumers for things like auto loans or home mortgages. They're not subject to the same regulations. This is private. And not much is known about how these operate. The insurance companies, hedge funds, private equity funds, payday lenders that make up the industry. Regulators have been successful in distributing risk. It's now been much deconcentrated, but it has not gone away. It's simply moved. What is he saying here? What they've done is they've just moved the risk. It's out of view. That's what's happened here. One president and CEO, Tim Adams, likened it to the market for mortgage-backed securities before the housing bubble burst in 2007, triggering the global financial crisis. We used to make the same case on the securitization of mortgages, that we could slice them and dice them, and we distribute risk globally, and it was a safer system because it was distributed. We found out that was not necessarily the case. Did we not in 2008 and 2009? What this is saying, all we've done is we've relocated risk.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Now, this doesn't have anything to do with the presidency or Donald Trump or anything like this. So part of what I'm encouraging you to do is broaden your thinking and recognize that there are other factors at work that don't have anything to do with the political system. And none of these things have been addressed. So just be aware of that. Coat. For details, visit CoatDriveCharlotte.com. Back on the broadcast, I want to draw attention to something that's been going on that's, again, not getting very much attention. You know, we're a really self-centered lot here in America. Profoundly self-centered. I mean, just like all of this attention, focus on this nonsense over impeachment. And very close to the United States of America, just a few hours, plane ride, we have a crisis that is getting worse by the day. I'm referring to Haiti. Do you remember years ago, the big campaign by, I think it was two former presidents? What, didn't Bush and Clinton go down to Haiti? Weren't there big fundraisers where they raised billions of dollars? Where did that money go? Now there's political unrest there. I can speak from experience. I first went to Haiti 2 weeks after the earthquake in 2010. I've been there three times. Have not been there in recent years. In fact, it's probably not safe to go there right now. It's horrible. I've got a friend who has been posting on social media, and pretty much all of his posts have been expressions of distress, danger. New York Times has a story. This quote, "There is no hope. Crisis pushes Haiti to the brink of collapse." By the way, I want to back up here. Something really interesting that happened years ago. I remember President Clinton basically apologizing to Haiti years ago. Because, see, this goes to the idea of Brexit and our discussion about Brexit earlier. Haiti really has not been independent in recent years. It's been under a type of pseudo-UN control. In fact, one of the weird things I remember about riding around the streets of Haiti is how many times I saw UN vehicles riding around the streets. And, of course, you may remember one of the scandals that happened with the UN. Some of those UN troops were raping women and were spreading disease. This happened some years ago. But there's been interference, and I would call it interference, by the UN, probably the United States. And one of the things that Bill Clinton confessed to was their food situation. You know, at one time, they actually grew about all of their rice. Do you know where they get most of their rice? At least they were, as of several years ago. They were getting most of their rice from the United States of America. Because the UN thought it was a brilliant idea for them to stop growing rice and to try to transition them into doing something else. Try to industrialize the country. The plan has failed. So this is just one area. And this is what happens when you trust the experts who don't know squat. They really don't. In any case, Haitians now worried that the violence and economic stagnation stemming from a clash between the president and the opposition are worse than anything they've ever experienced. They describe a scenario where a small hospital was down to a single day's supply of oxygen and had to decide who would get it. The adults recovering from strokes and other ailments, or the newborns clinging to life in the neonatal ward. Could I just interject again, folks? This is the face of socialism. Government-managed health care. Haiti's political crisis forced this awful dilemma, one drama of countless dramas in a nation driven to the brink of collapse. There's a struggle going on between the president and a surging opposition movement demanding his ouster. Now there's violent demonstrations and barricaded streets across the country. Roads are impassable, creating a sprawling emergency. Caught in the national paralysis, officials at St. Croix Hospital forced to choose who might live and who might die. Fortunately, in this case, a truck carrying 40 fresh tanks of oxygen made it through at the last minute, giving the hospital a reprieve. An archdeacon says this was really scary. The Episcopal Church of Haiti owns the hospital every day. Things become more difficult day after day. The country's been trapped for years in cycles of political and economic dysfunction. Many Haitians say the current crisis worse than anything they've ever experienced. Lives that were already extremely difficult in the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere have become even more so. Rampant corruption, economic malaise, leading to soaring prices, a disintegration of public services, a galloping sense of insecurity and lawlessness. At least 30 people have been killed in demonstrations the past few weeks, including 15 by police.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.